Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning. I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Tuesday, the 10th of December, 2019. A reminder, you can follow us at USA Today Podcast on Twitter for all things 5 Things, plus other great USA Today audio content. That's at USA Today Podcast. Now, onto the show. To get you started, House Democrats are set to announce articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. A senior Democratic aide told USA Today that House Dems will make the move on Tuesday morning. They plan to announce at least 2 articles, abuse of power and obstruction of justice, surrounding Trump's alleged pressure of Ukraine for political favors, including the 2016 election and former Vice President Joe Biden, a rival in the upcoming 2020 election. On Monday, the House Judiciary Committee heard from attorneys for the Intelligence Committee, which worked through investigations in recent weeks. Democratic counsel Daniel Goldman said that Trump has presented a danger to free and fair elections, as well as national security.
President Trump's persistent and continuing effort to coerce a foreign country to help him cheat to win an election is a clear and present danger to our free and fair elections and to our national security.
Republican counsel Stephen Castor, on the other hand, questioned the credibility of a whistleblower who initially called out Trump.
A lot of hysteria over the last 3 months about this inquiry and the underlying facts. I believe a lot of this can be traced back to the anonymous whistleblower complaint. I believe the whistleblower reframed a lot of the facts at issue and caused witnesses in the inquiry to recast their views. And it's unfortunate that we haven't been able to interview the whistleblower.
Stay up on all the latest with impeachment proceedings at usatoday.com, where you can find a special dedicated page for all things impeachment. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump will be in Pennsylvania on Tuesday. He's set to hold a rally in Hershey as he continues to work toward courting the state ahead of the 2020 election. He won PA in 2016, but it's once again expected to be a toss-up. Even while battling impeachment, Trump is keeping his eye on next year's pivotal vote. Shortly before Thanksgiving, he rallied with Vice President Mike Pence in Florida, where former President Barack Obama won in 2008 and 2012. Next week, he'll hold a rally in Battle Creek, Michigan, a state he won by less than 11,000 votes in 2016. Next up, it's time to celebrate the winners of this year's Nobel Prizes. On Tuesday, prize laureates in physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and economics will be honored in Stockholm, while the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize is honored in Oslo, Norway. This year's Peace Prize went to Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed for his efforts to resolve the 20-year border conflict between his nation and neighboring Eritrea. Nobel winners receive a diploma, a medal, and a cash award. Cold weather is on its way across much of the eastern half of the country. Particularly the Midwest and Northeast could get some of the coldest air of the season over the next couple of days. AccuWeather senior meteorologist Jack Boston said, quote, "Very cold Arctic air will plunge into the northern and central plains through Monday and into the Great Lakes and Midwest Monday and Tuesday," unquote. The National Weather Service says that the wind chill could drop to 25 degrees below zero in parts of the northern plains. The cold is also on its way east, where temperatures could drop 20 to 30 degrees by Wednesday. And last up,
we do things for people on a daily basis on the talk show. We want to do something similar to that, but bigger and better. It's time for my greatest night of giveaways.
The holiday season is all about giving, and Ellen DeGeneres will be giving life-changing gifts as part of her show. In Ellen's Greatest Night of Giveaways, the host will be joined by a number of celebrities, including Michelle Obama and Justin Timberlake, among others. The 3-part series will begin Tuesday night at 8 Eastern and Pacific and runs through Thursday. You can tune in on NBC. I wanted to let you know about a great investigative podcast from the USA Today Network. It just launched its third season, Accused. This season, host Amber Hunt examines the mysterious death of David Box. The 39-year-old father of three went to his third shift job at a uranium processing plant and completely vanished one muggy night in 1984. You can find Accused on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. The entire season of Accused is also available to binge ad-free on Wondery Plus. You can subscribe to Wondery Plus at wondery.com/plus. That's wondery.com/PLUS. And you can catch new episodes of 5 Things. Also, wherever you find your audio, you can also subscribe for free over on Apple Podcasts. And if you get a chance, drop us a rating and review. 5 Things is part of the USA Today Podcast Network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.